Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Thank you to today's sponsor, Audible. When Audible approached us and asked if we wanted to work with them, the answer was immediately yes, of course. We've actually been using Audible since the inception of this podcast. The research couldn't be as deep if I wasn't able to actually listen to the book sometimes while I'm working on other things, or if I'm just trying to lay down and relax but still feel like I'm being productive. Audible is the leading provider of spoken word entertainment all in one place. At Audible, you can find the largest selection of audiobooks, ranging from bestsellers to all the way to new releases, to celebrity memoirs, languages, business, motivation, and more. I think you get the picture. And as an Audible member, you'll get one free credit every month, good for any title in their entire premium collection. That means the latest bestsellers, the buzziest new releases, and the hottest celebrity memoirs for all you celebrity gossip people out there. Or maybe just a book on that list you've been meaning to pick up forever. The Audible app is free and can be installed on all smartphones and tablets. You can listen across devices without losing your spot, and Audible members don't have to worry about using their credits right away. If you want to jump to Audible right now and get an account, visit audible.com/chill or text chill to 500-500. Get yourself your free book and your account today. That's audible.com/chill or text chill to 500-500. Man, we're fancy now, aren't we? Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Chilluminati Podcast, episode 99. As always, I am one of your hosts, Mike Martin, joined with my two co-hosts, Alex Fassiani and Jesse Hi. Cox. Hello, boys. And
I am, oh boy. 99 episodes, and we're not going to make it to 100. We're not even going to make it to 100. This is going to be the last episode.
This is where it ends, dude, because we bring on today a special guest. For those of you who don't really follow us in our other endeavors and in video games and stuff. Krendor, would you mind introducing yourself to those who may not know who or what you are?
What am I? I don't even know.
That's a good question.
Hey, it's me. I'm Krendor. You may know me from such things as the co-optional podcast from years ago, derailing it. You may know me from such things as Cox and Krendor, a podcast I do with Jesse, where we're almost episode 300. I don't even know.
Wow.
How that far in.
That's wild. How does that feel?
Feels like it always has.
Yeah. You just get in a routine and then it piles up and then you're 100 episodes in. It's fucking insane.
Yeah, we started it in 8 years ago, I think. 8 or 9.
Yeah.
So it's, man.
Wow. Man. Really? That's been going on for 8 or 9 years. That's awesome. It's crazy, but that's wild.
As long as we realized we could just talk about anything and people would listen.
That was a
crazy revelation. We were just like, what if we talk about anything? Okay, and that's it.
Congratulations.
This podcast has like researchers, like a whole
we put work into our episodes.
I don't think I've ever researched a Cox and Krendor episode.
so you can't be mad that I did not expect Krendor to come here with a topic then.
I'm mad because I came with the expectation that today, on our 99th episode, we would have Krendor on, my co-host for 8 years.
and
he was about to tell us something crazy like, I was in the woods. It was the summer of 2014.
You thought and he was going to come out as like a true believer?
That's where I saw Squatch. Squatch kidnapped me and forced me to mate with her. We had 4 Squatch babies. I was ready for it, and now I got nothing.
I used to listen to Coast AM every night.
Great show.
Just to hear the people. You know what I mean? It was like you'd see the people calling
in all the time.
That was the guy. One guy was like, I tell you what, I got a gun on my bedside, and one night I dreamt I was attacked by aliens, and I shot at the alien. I woke up, and there was bullets missing. It's like, what the shit?
Those are the ones you gotta believe, man. Those are the ones you gotta listen to. Yeah,
that man just probably shot at like a bird or something.
And we've talked about this numerous times. I want to just say, Art Bell, still way better than George Norrie. Still way better. Whatever. You know, I'm just going to put that out there.
Who likes George Norrie more? Anyone?
I'm just saying, like, Art Bell will be like, that's a lie. You aren't, that's not true. And George Norrie's like, interesting. I'm like, no. If some guy calls you and he's like, George, when it's nighttime outside, I see little green men. And you know what? I had like a six pack of beer, but like, I'm telling you, they're out there, George. And George is like,
get the fuck out of here, sir. Us.
And Art would have been like, you drunk bitch, get out of here.
Oh my God.
There was one time I was listening. He literally brought up Sasquatch. This guy called in. He's like, I was taken by them. I was taken by the Squatch. I lived with them in their cave. I was naked. They fed me. They clothed me. And they erased my memory. And one day they just left me in the middle of the woods.
They fed and clothed him?
What the hell? I've never heard of a Squatch taking that good a care of anybody.
I love that we have all just agreed to call them Squatches. How does he know what happened
if they erased his memory?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Like little love notes left in his clothes.
I guess he remembers being taken by them and then like being dropped off. But then he just remembers that they clogged.
Yeah, the Sasquatches, they fucked up. They took their glowing rock and they only dialed it back so long. Yeah. They forgot.
They have Men in Black technology and we're never going to get it.
We are never going to get it.
All right, that's the kind of episode you're looking forward to today. There you go.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, yeah. Welcome. So I took it into my hands and I decided to see if I could find something weird. And of course, I wanted to start with something maybe local to where you live. Unfortunately, through researching Chicago is relatively low on paranormal, but maximized on crime. Like, there's just so many crime stories out there.
No, that's a true story.
I'm trying to look up ghost stories, and it's just telling me about crimes that are happening in Chicago.
There's no, like, Capone's ghost or something like that?
This is just, like, Fox News at this point.
Yeah, there's a couple things. Yeah, pretty much. There's a couple things. I mean, Crandor sent me a couple things about Resurrection Mary and stuff, but even, like, looking into
Resurrection Mary? And we're not going to cover that?
No, because there's not a lot there. There's really not.
Time out. What is Resurrection Mary? Real quick.
Lady gets killed on a highway, hit by a car in the graveyard. She tends to show up and she burned the gates where she grabbed onto them at one point. That's pretty much the extent of the story. There's actually a picture of the gate where it's burned and you can take a look at it. And that's like the long and short of it.
Okay.
That's your ghost story.
So Resurrection Mary.
Yeah.
I decided to go for something weirder, something a little bit interesting. So as I was looking, first, I want to say what I discovered, what I wanted to do came from TikTok. So I feel like this is a weird Alex episode.
Oh, yeah. Shameless selling out. That's right, Alex. Selling out. Shouldn't we be God. Doing that?
Jesse, Crandor threw me so off. I was going to forget.
Told you.
No one ever forgets about this because here's the thing. Speaking of forgetting, do you remember when Chilluminati didn't come out every single week? You know what I mean? It was a terrible time. It was a dark time when people didn't have the information that they needed each week to realize the truth about the world around them. But thank God, because finally we launched our Patreon. Thank God. And people were able to show up there and they were able to contribute. And now this completely factual podcast that we run here is now every week you get a nice new story. Every month you get great new art. You get shirts. You get pre-sale on everything. It's great. And you get a Discord. Everything is fantastic at patreon.com/Chilluminati Pod. And it honestly, like, bits aside, does like help us run our lives. You know, it's like, you know, it makes this a job for us rather than just something we do for fun. And, you know, you only stand to benefit, you know? And if you love the show and you want to hear it every week without ads, that's a great reason to head over there. But also, after every episode, you get 15 minutes of brand new fresh Cholula nuts every time, little chill minis straight from our mouths to your mouths, because we are basically kissing you with our knowledge, with our microphones through the internet. And that's how I want to
sign
it
up for a Cholula Patreon anymore.
You can feel my hot
kiss your brains with knowledge, dude. We're gonna
flowing down your throat as I tell you about things that are questionably correct or not.
What?
Well, thank you, Alex. Appreciate taking us to that Shilluminati segment. Today's episode comes from TikTok initially. This is where the seed was planted. I don't know about you boys, but I'm on TikTok. I'm like part of like three subgroups. I'm on like conspiracy talk, I'm on millennial talk, and I'm on like ADHD.
There's subgroups on there?
Yeah, man. Like as your algorithm kind of refines who you are, you start finding yourselves in very specific kind of subgenres on TikTok.
That says a lot about me. Most of my algorithm is like when I scroll through and I don't know, like I don't follow anyone. So when I scroll through, it's like people discussing their divorce.
Oh my God.
girls like flirting with the camera. And what? Then people doing comedy stand-up routines of comedians, but like the like them voicing it, and I'm like, why is this? That's what I get. Oh, and food videos where people talk about divorcing their husband.
People are just pouring nacho cheese on the fucking counter.
Yeah, like I don't know what I watched.
What? Yeah,
I think because I keep scrolling through it, it just makes the algorithm like more firm, where it's like, that's what he likes.
He loves it. He watches it.
I didn't even know you could search for things until yesterday.
Do you like it?
I don't. I will say I'm not a fan of the divorce stories because this is how they work every time. And any TikTok user will know this. It's like, so the day I caught my husband cheating on me and we're getting a divorce. Follow me for video two. Like, what?
Yeah. You know, for a while I was stuck on like dead spouse TikTok, where it was like it shows a picture with sad music and then it hard cuts to like them at their gravesite on their knee crying. Very weird. Shit. I found myself there for a while. I had to get out.
I discovered that there's a racket, like there's a genuine scam part of TikTok. Ooh. So there was one where it was a dad and he had like a sign and he was at an airport and his daughter was behind him freaking out. And the sign, as he's like going through like the crappy music they're playing in the background and revealing parts of the sign basically says that the dad is there with his daughter and this guy that she loves is coming to meet her, but she has an opportunity to go overseas and she'll follow her career. And so if this guy loves her, he'll let her go overseas and break up with her, right? Because it's the right thing to do for his daughter. And I was like, I gotta see where this video goes. So I click on the page.
Yeah.
And the page is a company, kind of like Maker Studios, kind of.
A scam.
And all of is videos with the same actors doing like, one is a sign. He's like, I found out that my wife cheated with the five men behind me. And he's revealing it.
Oh, I've seen those.
But like, it was
they're fake.
Same actors, all the same actors in every single version.
I knew they were fake as shit right away.
I was like, this is, but I didn't think it was so blatant. Like, obviously,
it's like prank videos. It's like, what are we doing here?
That's wild.
It's obviously so fake, but like, I couldn't believe it was so lazy that I just scrolled one thing over and I was like, oh, they're all the same people.
Well, I don't think you understand.
Most people probably never leave their For You page and never go to investigate, so they just assume it's real and move on.
And those are on like Facebook and stuff too. So like they're all over.
Literally, one actor was in three different ones, and over the course of those three, he was the dad of a girl who's he and his best friend were going to convince was pregnant. That he like got his best friend's his daughter's best friend pregnant. That was the goof. And then he also was the guy who was cheated on by his wife with four other dudes. And he was also the son of an old man who was dying. This guy was all three.
And I was just like, the big three.
This guy's a crazy life, dude.
Yeah.
Say that
wild life. Couldn't believe it. I was blown away.
Well, conspiracy TikTok, if you can find yourself there, is filled with videos that have like 100 likes and a person who has a light bulb working in their room. So it's really hard to see what they're saying. And they're spouting off about how they met their aliens in their lucid dreams and are the guiding light to whatever.
This is my bread and butter.
Like that puts you there. You got people who like, stop scrolling. This one's for you. And they like throw the bones and start reading the bones.
Yeah, but like, you got to get through that crap. Now I'm convinced that's fake. We just talked about how all these other things are fake. Why is this real?
That's true. Nothing's real.
But mixed in that is people who will like take news clippings. Like, I bet you didn't know about this. And one of those sent me kind of down a rabbit hole. What if I told you everything about the United States history from its discovery even before is all a lie? And everything we were taught in high school was truly a lie. And even the Smithsonian is so deep in trying to hide the true history here of the United States that they burned and destroyed evidence to keep it silent.
I mean, this I kind of believe it, honestly.
What? No. I can't be like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And Crendor be like, I believe that.
Can we take Jesse right now and just have Crendor be the new third host? I already like where he's at, man.
Here's the thing. It's like history's always like a little wishy-washy, right? Like, look at what do you call them? Like the Catholic Church, like burning books and shit. They're like, oh, we don't want these on the Bible. Then you're just like, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't.
Like, well, any of you would have read those books anyway.
But who knows? Maybe they had some cool shit in it. Maybe it was like a gladiator fight. Like, and he's like, God, save me. And he became like a giant. He beat up someone. I don't know.
There's nothing in there about a giant. There are no giants.
There's a really famous giant.
No. That was just Goliath was like 6'2".
We are going to do an episode on giants and if they're possibly actually still around today. One day, because it's possible.
They're not.
Anyway, so
that might be before, answer. They're not.
But as I was even getting into that topic, I just need to mention something that I came across from an article in 1934. Did you know that there's a map of the secret lizard city under L.A.? And in 1934, it was described by a man named G. Warren Shufelt to the L.A. Times. And he said he discovered the remnants of an ancient reptilian civilization under L.A.
Which Q website did you go to find this information?
Is that the same G from House of the Dead?
Yeah, well, he suffered and you will suffer like G did. Yeah.
Yeah, this one I'm not buying as much.
Is there a picture?
There is a picture. Let me link all of
Shut
you
up.
In Zoom
oh,
here.
I want the map. A picture. Yeah, all right. Yeah. We should go explore, Alex.
There you go, right there. It's on Gizmodo.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Ancient lizard city under LA.
I love that in like certain parts of the map there's just like the word gold with arrows pointing in all directions.
This is gold everywhere, man. So this I found interesting. I just wanted you to know, Jesse, that in the city you live, you have reptilians living underneath you. So just be ready. You'll be the first city
I'm
to go
let you
when
know,
they rise up.
There would have been something found.
How did the lizards eat?
The government doesn't want you to know.
How did the lizards eat, though?
Great.
Well, if they're reptilians, they have a contract with the government and they're able to abduct X number of people per year.
The government of
L.A.? No, come on.
This would have been announced.
If this was discovered in 1934, they probably made some sort of contract with them.
If this was discovered in 1934 and was real, they'd be like, come to L.A. for the lizard people.
No, there's a quote about the food. Look. It says there's rooms in the domes of the hills above the city with labyrinths that have thousands of families in the manner of tall buildings and imperishable food supplies of the herb variety. So they're vegetarians.
There you go.
So
vegetarian reptilians. They truly are LA reptilians.
And apparently they dug the tunnels after the great catastrophe 5,000 years ago using chemicals instead of shovels.
Course.
So this is true. This is obviously true. Yeah.
This is obviously true.
This makes sense.
But what's the great catastrophe? What happened?
5,000 years ago, it was probably some great alien war that ended up wiping out most living things on Earth. And
also, what do the lizard people even like want?
Nothing.
Right? That's a great question. That's a great question.
Maybe they just want to be part of the whole, you know, maybe they just want to join,
part of this world.
Yeah.
Take like over our society, obviously. Run the government, right? I think that's... You know,
maybe, yeah, or is that the Gray's intention? Or is that the Gray's intention?
What do they get from
that's
that?
That's true. It's reptilians are the ones that are supposedly in our government.
They get the satisfaction of knowing they pulled one over on us. Of a job well done.
All right, maybe Crendor, you can't. You're asking too many questions, Crendor. This is not
I'm all about questions.
This is not going to work out. But our real topic today actually, it concerns ourselves with the quote unquote discovery of America. Obviously, there are people living here in this world. This land wasn't truly discovered by anybody, Christopher Columbus or otherwise. What if I told you Christopher Columbus wasn't the first traveler? Vikings weren't the first traveler. What if I told you there was evidence of an Egyptian colony found in the center of the United States in the Grand Canyon that showed that we had Egyptian settlers crossing over the United States and making their home somewhere, whether they were lost or whether on purpose? And they ended up Jesse's starting to slowly unravel. And they ended up creating their own small little colony deep down into the Grand Canyon.
Time
out.
There was time evidence out. All right, to be all right. Found. Whoa.
Was Jesus with them?
Whoa. All right. Let's pretend. Like, is this your main story? I don't want to destroy your main story immediately.
This is our main story.
This is what you came with today.
Mathis,
take the time right now to go find something better.
No.
All right. Time out. Let's just start from the beginning.
All right.
My name's Pharaoh Jesse. You are my brave warriors. I guess Alex can be the priest.
Each night you have dreams of a land far from here that you must.
I had all these dreams of this magic land. Now, in my capacity as Pharaoh, I know that we can travel up and down the Nile River. I know that there is a peoples to the north of us. I know that to the south of us are peoples as well. I also know that there's great bodies of water surrounding us. Now, if I construct a fleet to reach this place I've dreamed of, because I have no other reason to go there, right? Because as I look to my west, there's a massive desert, which I'm not crossing. And if I look to my east, there are all of the other nations of the world, the Babylons and such, that I don't want to mess with. So I've decided I'm going to sail down a little strip of water. And now here's the question. I turn to my priest and to my warriors.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, we must make way for this land with which I have dreamed. Do we go left or right? Because either way, we are almost on the opposite side of the damn world. I just want to know, where'd they go? Where'd they travel from?
What kind of technologies they had back then?
Have you seen the documentary called Stargate?
Not only have I seen it, I've watched several seasons of the follow-up series.
How do they go from James Spader to that guy, though? You know what I mean?
I mean, they got to do what they got to do. All I'm saying is...
You may be saying to yourself, there's no evidence of this.
Well, I'm just... Let's say it's all real. I'm just saying,
Let's say it's all real.
It's all real. Right. So we have now left Egypt via the Nile, which is the way we get through and do everything, which, first off, I don't even know how that works. Then we find ourselves, I don't know, in the Mediterranean, question mark? Or I don't know what we're doing. So now we're going to head across the Atlantic, which I assume is the right way. We have to go across the Atlantic.
I would go across the Pacific.
They went across the Pacific.
All right. So what you're telling me is they went.
I have an answer.
All right. You're telling me that instead of going across the much shorter Atlantic Ocean.
They don't know.
They decided to go down past the Egyptians. Past India.
They probably didn't do it on purpose. They probably got lost or something.
Past India, past all of Asia, which at the time, there were like, the Chinese weren't just like sitting around. So past all of that, then through the massive Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
And then landed in California and said, you know what? Not desert enough. Let's keep going inland. And so they were like, all right, let's keep going. Oh, no, we found several deserts. No. We need to go even further in to this canyon. Well, and we're going to hide out in the canyon.
The Grand Canyon, hang on, before you continue, the Grand Canyon is actually, lots of places are kind of cornered off because there's a lot of like old places where ancient peoples lived down in the Grand Canyon.
Oh, no, I was going to get to that.
Okay.
And at the same time, displace the native cultures that have existed on this continent for quite some time at that point. And they're just going to like do all that.
There's a small group of them, we believe.
The Grand Canyon is where they chose.
That's where they ended up.
Not on the coast where a colony would be perfect at.
Look, if you hit like Tijuana area and you go through like Mexicali area, right?
They march their asses that far inland.
It's not that far.
That subsists off these people. That's lifeblood is the Nile River. Water they know is the lifeblood of existence.
So like,
let's leave that shit behind.
It's just a couple hundred miles.
By the way, they're also tracing back to somewhere around the Ramses era.
The Ramses era? No,
the golden age. The greatest time.
Even I don't really believe this math. I'm not going to lie.
Remember when Krendor was saying about book burnings?
Exactly.
Have you ever heard of the Library of Alexandria? Maybe that shit is in there. Maybe they had hover technology. We don't know.
I've always said, if you're gonna have hover technology, write it down on a like piece of parchment.
Have you seen the helicopter hieroglyphics? Have you seen the batteries that they have in their tombs?
The batteries did exist.
See?
But those are rudimentary, and they aren't like, press a button to accelerate to hyperspace level 9.
It's probably because it was operated by their minds. You gotta think big.
That's why the Pharaoh's hats were so big, because they were aliens, obviously, hiding their cone head.
That's how I got to be the high priest.
Right, Indiana Jones, Temple of the Crystal Skull. I've seen it. We've all seen it.
Now, granted, the evidence for this is a single newspaper article from 1909, the year it was supposedly discovered, in the Arizona Gazette on April 5th.
Question.
I'm going to read
this guy later go on to find lizard people underneath LA.
Well, let me read the article for you. And
I
then
can't
we'll
believe
move
this
on.
Is the story right. you have. I'm so upset with you right now. I can't believe this is what this podcast
Listen, man,
is.
I knew it was going to, I had I'm to find so something mad. Suitably
I'm so
like,
mad.
Weird and kind of dumb just
no,
for this
I,
episode.
I want to know more.
I do too, right? Well, I'll be honest. It hooked me when I had that TikTok show up in like 10 seconds. They were like,
I was joking
I've never
about
heard
this,
of this
being
before.
Our last episode, but we are on track. We've solved all the mysteries. Now we're like Egyptians in the Grand Canyon. Why not?
Here's the thing. After this story, I can bring up a conspiracy that you can talk about a bit. I want to hear your opinions on it.
All right. Well, great. I love it. Yeah. Let me read this episode.
I'm really worried.
This is 1909 in April. The latest news of the progress of the explorations of what is now regarded by scientists as not only the oldest archaeological discovery in the United States, but one of the most valuable in the world, which was mentioned some time ago in the Gazette, was brought to the city yesterday by G.E. Kincaid, the explorer who found the Great
Underground. That dude is selling snake oil. That man is 100%. He has like a traveling cart. And he's
I
like,
think a little
right
girl
up,
saw
G.
him
Kincaid.
And then went in a tornado and thought of him as the Wizard of Oz.
G.E. Kincaid? That is the most 1900s name
I've
ever
heard. I'm trying to sell you on this shit, dude.
G.E. Kincaid.
Before,
right up, ladies and gentlemen.
He was an explorer. He was an explorer in
Monorail.
1909.
Monorail.
Just, but to G.E. Kincaid's credit, the guy, the like crazy old rich man of Los Angeles, his actual name is Griffith Jenkins Griffith. Okay. Just so the guy from the observatory, his first and his last name are Griffith. Just so you know.
The man's name was Griffith. Griffith.
Griffith J. Griffith. Like a Looney Tune.
I know. I don't know if I'm too stoned for this shit.
I gotta say, Los Angeles.
I watched the Monorail episode of The Simpsons like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Monorail.
G.E. Kincaid. G.E. Kincaid sells monorails for sure.
It was brought to the city yesterday by G.E. Kincaid, the explorer who found the great underground citadel of the Grand Canyon during a trip from Green River, Wyoming, down the Colorado in a wooden boat to Yuma several months ago. According to the story related to the Gazette by Mr. Kincaid himself, the archaeologists of the Smithsonian Institute, which is financing the expeditions, have made discoveries that almost conclusively prove that the race which inhabited this mysterious cavern, hewn in solid rock by human hands, was of Oriental origin, possibly from Egypt, tracing back to Ramses. Hmm. If their theories are borne out by the translation of the tablets engraved with hieroglyphics, The mystery of the prehistoric peoples of North America, their ancient arts, who they were, and whence they came will be solved. Egypt in the Nile and Arizona in the Colorado will be linked by a historical chain running back to the ages, which staggers the wildest fancy of the fictionist. So I guess they're saying that the Nile was connected in that regard.
They also said that Egypt is in the Orient, which is that's a stretch.
I mean,
I'm reading the newspaper article. Yeah.
I need you to, if you'd be so kind, go back to that last sentence and read it like a 1920s newsman.
Okay, I'll do this last one. Egypt and the Nile and Arizona and the Colorado will be linked by a historical chain running back to ages which staggers the wildest fancy of the fictionist.
There you go. That's the, like, of the fiction. Like, the fictionist is another crazy word.
That's like
word
the completionist's arch enemy. Yeah,
the fictionist. Yeah, where, Gerard? Yeah, the fictionist is out there.
It's great.
It's not even the game, dude. You gotta know I played Mario 8.
Pretty good. Yeah, my dad's got an advanced copy of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my uncle works at Nintendo.
This can't be real.
Now, let's continue this article here. A thorough examination. Under the direction of Professor S. A. Jordan, the Smithsonian Institute is now prosecuting the most thorough explorations, which will be continued until the last link in the chain is forged. Nearly a mile underground, about 1,480 feet below the surface, the long main passage has been delved into, to find another mammoth chamber which radiates scores of passageways like the spokes of a wheel. Several hundred rooms have been discovered, reached by passageways running from the main passage, one of them having been explored for 854 feet and another for 634 feet. The recent finds include articles that have never been known as native to this country, and doubtless that they had their origin in the Orient. War weapons, copper instruments, sharp-edged and hard as steel, indicate the high state of civilization reached by these strange people. So interested have the scientists become that preparations are being made to equip the camp for extensive studies, and the force will be increased to 30 or 40 persons. Mr. Kincaid was the first white child born in Idaho and has been an explorer and hunter all his life, 30 years having been in the service of the Smithsonian Institute. Even briefly recounted, his history sounds fabulous, almost grotesque. So basically, supposedly, Mr. Kincaid was an explorer for the Smithsonian. He went out for the Smithsonian and looked at places.
Excellent.
The first white child born in Idaho?
Supposedly.
What the fuck kind of star is that?
Oh, no. That's why I want to read this whole article. We're more than halfway.
All right, now wait. I'll wait before we'll I destroy this for you.
The article here. This is a quote. First, I would impress that the cavern is nearly inaccessible. The entrance is 1,486 feet down the sheer canyon wall. It is located on government land, and no visitor will be allowed there under penalty of trespass. The scientists wish to work unmolested, without fear of archaeological discoveries being disturbed by curio or relic hunters. A trip there would be fruitless, and the visitor would be sent on his way. The story of how I found the cavern has been related, but in a paragraph, I was journeying down the Colorado River in a boat alone looking for mineral. And mineral in this term, they mean gold, because the gold rush was basically in full effect at this point. Some 42 miles up the river from the El Tovar Crystal Canyon, I saw on the east wall stains in the sedimentary formation about 2,000 feet above the riverbed. There was no trail to this point, but I finally reached it with great difficulty. Above a shelf that hid it from view from the river was the mouth of the cave. There are steps leading from this entrance some 30 yards to what was, at the time, the cavern was inhabited, the level of the river. Sorry, I said that weird. Entrance from 30 yards from what was, at the time of the cavern was inhabited, the level of the river. When I saw the chisel marks on the wall inside the entrance, I became interested, securing my gun, and went in. During that trip, I went back several hundred feet along the main passage till I came to the crypt in which I discovered the mummies. One of these I stood up and photographed by flashlight. I gathered a number of relics, which I carried down the Colorado to Yuma, from whence I shipped them to Washington with details of the discovery. Following this, the explorations were undertaken. Take a break there for a minute. If you're wondering where there's the picture, doesn't exist. We don't have a picture. Supposedly he took one. Supposedly Mr. Kincaid was a professional photographer by trade, on top of being an explorer, but we do not have this picture that he supposedly took on that journey.
I was going to ask what his credentials were besides being the first white child born in Idaho.
In 1909, that's all you needed, man.
That is wild to me. Every person born is a child also. Just throwing yes, that out there.
Hold on.
It's just a conspiracy theory crazy. We need to break down. He goes on following, breaking down what the passageways look like. The main passageway is about 12 feet wide, narrowing to 9 feet toward the farther end. About 57 feet from the entrance, the first side passages branch off to the right and left, along which, on both sides, are a number of rooms about the size of ordinary living rooms of today, though some are 30 by 40 feet square. These are entered by oval-shaped doors and are ventilated by round air spaces through the walls into the passages. The walls are about 3 feet 6 inches in thickness. The passages are chiseled or hewn as straight as could be laid out by an engineer. The ceilings of many of the rooms converge to a center. The side passages near the entrance run at a sharp angle from the main hall, but toward the rear, they gradually reach a right angle in direction. Then there's the shrine. Over 100 feet from the entrance is the cross hall, several hundred feet long, in which are found the idol or image of the people's god, sitting cross-legged, with a lotus flower or lily in each hand. The cast of the face is oriental in the carving of this cavern. The idol almost resembles Buddha, though the scientists are not certain as to what religious worship it represents. Taking into consideration everything found thus far, it is possible that this worship most resembles the ancient people of Tibet. Surrounding this idol are smaller images, some very beautiful in form, others crooked-necked and distorted shapes, symbolical, good lord, that word's hard to get on the first go, symbolical probably of good and evil. There are two large cactus with protruding arms, one on each side of the dais on which the god squats. All of this is carved of hard rock resembling marble. In the opposite corner of this cross hall were found tools of all descriptions made of copper. These people undoubtedly knew the lost art of hardening this metal, which has been sought by chemicals for centuries without result. On a bench running around the workroom was some charcoal and other material probably used in the process. There's also slag and stuff similar to mat showing that these ancients smelted ores, but so far no trace of where or how this was done has been discovered, nor the origin of the ore. Among the other finds are vases and urns and cups of copper and gold, made very artistic in design. The pottery work includes enameled ware and glazed vessels. Another passageway leads to granaries such as are found in the Oriental temples. They contain seeds of various kinds. One very large storehouse has not yet been entered, as it is 12 feet high and can be reached only from above. Two copper hooks extend on the edge, which indicates that some sort of ladder was attached. These granaries are rounded, as the materials of which they are constructed, I think, is a very hard cement. A gray metal is also found in the cavern, which puzzles the scientists, for its identity has not been established. It resembles platinum, strewn promiscuously over the floor everywhere are what people call cat's eyes, a yellow stone of no great value. Each one is engraved with the head of the Malay type. So that's what they found what in the rooms. The Malay, M-A-L-A-Y.
Like a Malaysian person.
I imagine that's what they mean, yeah.
It's probably something super racist, to be honest.
yeah, 1909, absolutely, yeah. Probably.
They're saying it looks Asian.
It looks Tibetan. The Buddha looks like, yeah, from that kind
but
of area.
Are we done with mummies? This?
But there's also mummies.
We got to talk about the hieroglyphics and the crypt still.
Okay. Are you?
No, I'm glad, Jesse. But intermission. We got an intermission.
Intermission?
Intermission. This is a Jesse intermission.
If I say what I'm going to say, you're not going to want to continue.
Just say it. Just
I'm about
say it.
To ruin this for everyone.
Has somebody gone here?
All right. Let me just, for the record.
We'll get to that.
Ruin this for everyone.
We're going to get to that.
The literal Smithsonian.
No, I know. We're going to get there. I know what you're going to say. I
told you.
I already know. We're going right. to get there,
okay,
brother. We're going to get
wait.
There.
I'll wait. Come on,
you don't think
you
I'm going to cover
poison people's minds?
You don't think I'm going to cover what the Smithsonian has said and all their lies that they've given to the public to hide the truth from
their ears? The Smithsonian's lying? Why would they ever lie about this?
What are you talking about? The only thing I'm confused about right now, other than how I didn't hear about this amazing story before.
Right, that's how I felt.
Is
because it's not true. It's not real.
Why are they saying it's Egyptian when it's?
Because it's an idiot
right now.
It's an idiot huckster who only I like can't stress this enough. This is bullshit. This is super bullshit. Like next level bullshit. And I want everyone to know that I never heard this either. And it took one Google search to be like, oh, no, this is bullshit. I'm just saying, wherever you found this, the person who wrote the like, guys, guess what? That person's dumb as shit. That person's an idiot. They got this person's like, you know what else? I heard that actually the last American president was Grant. So technically, America, it's that kind of level of it's idiocy. Idiocy.
This is a newspaper, dude. People
what
read
America
this.
Incorporated and became a corp. That's not even the same word. It's not even the same usage of the word, you dummies. Oh my God, I can't deal
Jesse
with idiots.
Jesse watched the HBO QAnon documentary and he's losing his mind.
I'm just so mad at all that. I don't like that we're in the same space. I'm not fine with us being the. We are like, if we went to the same convention, they would be there too. I'd have to deal with that shit. And trust me, it wouldn't end well.
I already get the email. Just so you know.
Oh my God, dude. We've been getting them for a couple of years
now. Talking about the weird emails that I get from people.
No, that was not a side effect of this job. I was actually
expecting. Too scared. Yeah, I got too scared to like call them out on the air after a while.
Let me just say for the record, ain't nobody sending me emails.
Of course they're not sending you emails.
No, I get
you're like the Key Lime Pie guy.
Galaxy.
The Key Lime Pie guy.
Yeah. Oh, no, man. That's a whole other situation.
I gotta keep going, man. There's more to the story, man.
I'm waiting with bated breath.
This story.
I'm waiting with bated breath. Patreon.com/ Illuminati Pod.
Doesn't want you to know that the true history of this.
The Smithsonian would love us to know. If the Smithsonian discovered Egyptians, why would
they? Shadow government, bro. They're controlled by the shadow government.
Why would the shadow government hide that? Why? For what reason?
Because to control us, man, feed us the information we want to know.
How would this
affect
us? Because
it would blow our minds. It would change everything we know about what happened in America.
The migration of humans from one continent to another would blow our mind,
dude.
That's the history of the world.
You're asking the right questions, Jesse. You just got to ask the government why they're hiding it, and maybe we'll find out.
There are significant groups of people on this earth who do in fact believe that there are different archaeological histories, especially to American and South American and Middle American history, where people from unexpected civilizations made their way to our country and some stuff happened with them a little later in time than we expected. So as far as this is concerned, you know, maybe there is something
all the way to
this.
The Grand Canyon, brother.
I'm not saying I believe this, but you know, maybe they did. Maybe this guy did find something.
Let me be very clear. Alex, you are correct. There is some historical research being done that proves that, you know, we for a long time assumed that Christopher Columbus was the first. And then it was like, no, dude, Vikings are here first. And then, you know, I mean, let's be real. Natives were here first, but like, you know, of explorers, there were other people that, you know, there's talk of China. There's talk of all sorts of whatever the case may be. That's fine. I'm saying this specific story is bullshit.
Does it actually link to Egypt in some way?
Yeah, we're gonna keep going.
You're gonna tell me that like some guy at the Egyptian School of Archaeology somewhere is like, it was true. I'm gonna be like,
guy, it's Odette Fair from the Mummy trilogy.
So
next are the hieroglyphics.
The rest of the Magi show up. Yeah, like O'Connell,
they found
we need you.
Secret doom.
Oh my God! If that was the Mummy Pen. 4, I would love that for a Mummy movie. Oh my God! They were just in Colorado. God. Yeah.
This is gonna be the next National Treasure plot. For Nicolas Cage, you know, for his next big movie. He could find this place.
They're actually good movies, by the way.
I love National Treasure 1.
Yeah. It's
never
so
seen
good.
It.
Why did I
should watch
it's
it.
It's like Pirates of the Caribbean. You got to check it out. It's good stuff.
Why did I say Arizona is where the Grand Canyon is?
Well, they went through the Colorado River.
All right. Why would I? For everyone out there who's never seen a Mummy movie, go watch The Mummy.
I'm here to convince you, Jesse. There's still more to go.
Tell me more. There's She Have a Friend.
I know the old history teacher in you is freaking out, but it's only because he hasn't learned new knowledge in so long.
Indoctrinated by higher education in this country.
Yeah, college just lies to you. Okay. On all the urns or walls over doorways and tablets of stone which were found by the image are the mysterious hieroglyphics, the key to which the Smithsonian Institute hopes yet to discover. the engraving on the tablet probably has something to do with the religion of the people. Similar hieroglyphics have been found in southern Arizona. Among the pictorial writings, only two animals are found. One is a prehistoric type. If you're asking what animals he's talking about, he never says.
Like a dinosaur?
It was a dinosaur. It was a prehistoric dino, tiger. Brother. Yes.
Nice.
The tomb or crypt in which the mummies were found is one of the largest of the chambers, the walls slanting back at an angle of about 35 degrees. On these are tiers of mummies, each one occupying a separate hewn shelf. At the head of each is a small bench on which is found copper cups and pieces of broken swords. Some of the mummies are covered with clay, and all are wrapped in a bark fabric. The urns or cups on the lower tiers are crudes, while as the higher shelves are reached, the urns are finer in design, showing a later stage of civilization. So they've been there for a while. See, they've been there for many years. It is worthy of note that all the mummies examined so far have proved to be male, no children or females being buried here. This leads to the belief that this exterior section was the warrior's barracks. Among the discoveries, no bones of animals have been found. No skins, no clothing, no bedding. Many of the rooms are bare, but for water vessels. One room, about 40 by 700 feet, was probably the main dining hall, for cooking utensils are found here. What these people lived on is a problem, though it is presumed that they came south in the winter and farmed in the valleys, going back north in the summer.
Vegetarians, just like the lizard people.
Damn right. Yeah, that's a good connection. I didn't even see that.
Upwards, dude, it's close enough. Here's how they could have just went underground into L.A.
Yeah, they were super.
The tunnels in the Grand Canyon led them to L.A.
5 or 6 hours by car. No problem.
You don't know how many people lived in this supposed colony? Upwards of 50,000 people could have lived in the caverns comfortably.
Unbelievable.
One theory is that the present Indian tribes found in Arizona are descendants of the serfs or slaves of the people which inhabited the cave. Undoubtedly, a good many thousands of years before the Christian era, people lived here which reached a high stage of civilization. The chronology of human history is full of gaps. Professor Jordan is much enthused over the discoveries and believes that the find will prove of incalculable value in archaeological work. One thing I have not spoken of may be of interest. There is one chamber of the passageway to which is not ventilated, and when we approach it, a deadly, snaky smell struck us. Our light would not penetrate the gloom, and until stronger ones are available, we will not know what the chamber contains.
Okay, hold on. So you're saying somebody came up to this tomb or whatever it was and
this
was like
this room with no ventilation.
Like, smells like snakes.
A deadly snaky smell.
Smells like snakes? Let's not go in there.
What does snakes smell like?
I don't know, but the next sentence is some say snakes, but others boo-hoo this idea and think it may contain a deadly gas or chemical used by the ancients.
But then they smell it?
I think they can just smell it on the other side of the door, on the other side of the passage.
Yeah, that sounds like if it's deadly, through. You're probably dropping right there still.
Yeah, that's true. You know, maybe. Maybe they got sick and they died maybe a year later or something. You know,
that would explain
like how the mummy
why there's
work.
No record of them, probably.
Damn right. Exactly. No sounds are heard, but it smells snaky just the same.
That is the wildest quote in this whole fucking article.
Yeah. The whole underground installation gives one of shaky nerves the creeps. The gloom is like a weight on one's shoulders, and our flashlights and candles only make the darkness blacker. Imagination can revel in conjectures and ungodly daydreams back through the ages that have elapsed till the mind reels dizzily in space. We're at now the last bit, Jesse, of the newspaper article. Don't worry. In connection with this story, it is notable that among the Hopi Indians, the tradition is told that their ancestors once lived in an underworld in the Grand Canyon till dissension arose between the good and the bad, the people of one heart and the people of two hearts. Machete, who was their chief, counseled them to leave the underworld, but there was no way out. The chief then caused a tree to grow up and pierce the roof of the underworld, and then the people of one heart climbed out. They tarried by, I'm going to butcher this name, Passisivai, Red River, which is the Colorado, and grew grain and corn. They sent out a message to the Temple of the Sun asking the blessing of peace, goodwill, and rain for people of one heart. The messenger never returned, but today at the Hopi villages at sundown can be seen the old men of the tribe out on the housetops gazing toward the sun, looking for the messenger.
When he returns, their lands and ancient dwelling place will be restored to them. That is the tradition. Among the engravings of animals in the cave is seen the image of a heart over the spot where it is located. The legend was learned by W.E. Rollins, the artist, during a year spent with the Hopi Indians. There are two theories of the origin of the Egyptians. One is that they came from Asia, another that the racial cradle was in the Upper Nile region. Herein, an Egyptologist believed in the Indian origin of the Egyptians. The discoveries of the Grand Canyon may throw further light on human evolution in prehistoric ages. And that is the entirety of the article that was in the Arizona Gazette regarding this entire supposed civilization.
It does. I mean, look, it does explain if there's both Asian iconography and Egyptian iconography. It does explain why, like, you know, it justifies the Pacific Ocean route. Right. Because maybe the Egyptians were like, you know what? We're running low on dudes. Let's go to Asia and pick up some dudes. Take them with us to the
new world,
the new land where our priest told me to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Have I convinced you, Jesse, that this is real yet?
No.
Is there anything? Is there anything that points to this being real? Is there a cave? Is there anything?
There's nothing that.
So there is a cave. It is called Isis's Temple. The Isis Temple out in the Grand Canyon. That is an actual cave, supposedly where it was found. Supposedly,
but there's nothing there. Just heads up. There's nothing there.
We're
not. Just heads up. That's not. It's just a cave.
Drop a heads up.
It's just a cave.
Let me.
There's not like a hidden part of the cave. It's just a cave.
Have you been there, man?
Can I tell you, my dad, one of his dreams is to go to like see those caves. He wants to do that kind of stuff. And I have to be like,
he might be very surprised.
There's not going to be anything there. There's nothing there.
The government supposedly has a single soldier guarding the entrance to this cave.
That's not true.
That I think it's
a single.
M16.
They would put a single one
a guy with an M16 chilling in the Grand Canyon at all times.
No way.
One man. Well, they rotate, but the government keeps one guard on the outside.
Like
to keep
the
tomb
of the unknown soldier.
What is one guard going to do?
One. A single guard guards the entrance.
Three guys go after that guard.
We're going to need more now. We're blowing open the story,
this is the
everybody.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard.
You got to look for like dead kayakers. Littering the area near the cave entrance.
So Jesse did some Googling while we were doing that.
One Google search. Well, first off, let's talk about this article and the descriptions that this researcher gave. Because, again, this is what year, 1909?
1909.
So this guy, the way he describes things is not the way researchers talk. This book from 1900, I'm just looking at it right now. The way he described, like, this guy's talking about walls and stuff. This guy's like, it's solid side walls are relieved on the exterior by pilasters. The cella was elevated upon a high podium, the upper moldings of which may be seen at the rear and along the sides, but most of it is concealed with debris or soil. The ornamental details, that's how archaeological people write. This guy's like,
this man is a white man from Idaho. He just is explore, man.
This dude is a white man from somewhere. It just doesn't. The difference is negligible.
Does the book that you have mention anything about snaky?
No,
snaky smells.
Nothing snaky. Zero snaky.
Or what that might
let's
mean.
Let's get to the point. Let's get to the point
zero
here.
Zero snaky.
Okay.
On the no literal snaky. Smithsonian website. The literal Smithsonian website. And this is why the world's messed up, because I know I'm going to say this and Math is going to be like, that's what they want you to think.
Damn right. You're going to say exactly what the Smithsonian wants the public to believe.
Myth. The Smithsonian discovered Egyptian ruins in the Grand Canyon. Fact. It didn't. Backstory. On April 5th, 1909, the Arizona Gazette ran the following headline. Explorations in Grand Canyon. Mysteries of immense rich cavern being brought to light. Jordan is enthused. Remarkable find indicates ancient people migrated from Orient. The article includes the testimony of one G.E. Kincaid, who says that he
may not exist.
Says that he, traveling solo down the Green and Colorado rivers, discovered proof of an ancient civilization, possibly of Egyptian origin. The story also asserts that a Smithsonian archaeologist named S.A. Jordan returned with Kincaid to investigate the site. However, the Arizona Gazette is the only newspaper that ran this story, and no records can confirm the existence of either Kincaid or Jordan.
There's a reason for that.
Did the one guy guarding it kill them?
He had an M16 in 1909. How did that happen? Did you even think about that part?
You're right. My bad.
No, it's because GE and Kincaid went in there with the intent of gold, of like looking for gold initially, and that was illegal in the Grand Canyon.
Oh my
at the time.
God.
So he came up with a fake
Roosevelt,
name.
Roosevelt, right?
Yes, because of Roosevelt. So he came up with a fake name to go and explore, and that's why there's no record of him anywhere.
Checkmate, atheist.
That is, I mean, I know that no matter what I say, you will have an answer, and it'll be just as dumb, but I'm letting you know.
Because the truth is out there, Jesse. The truth is out there,
this, out of, if this is what you led with, if you went to, like, Mulder, and we're like, Mulder, Scully, the truth is out there. There's a secret Egyptian base in the Grand Canyon, I would be like, all right, hang it up. Scully, it's time to hang it up. We were wrong. We were wrong.
I just want our listeners to question everything, right? Nothing is truth except for your reality, right? So whatever you perceive as truth is truth.
No, we all have to agree on truths. We all have to agree on what's real, because then society breaks down. And then who knows what I know. I'm not living this with you.
I
see your smile. They don't see your smile. They don't see your bullshit smile. They don't see that. There's going to be articles like, Jesse, I just want to send you this article about how, you know, people travel all over the world all the time. I'm going to get all these damn things about, like, do you know that people from Africa were in South America? I'm going to get that stuff. And I'm going to be like, that's not the point of the story you're telling. The story you're telling is nonsense. A dude made it up. He made it up.
Or the true history of the United States, it will forever be hidden, and a single soldier will guard it for
it
all
matter
eternity.
If they hit it.
I'm from LA, you know, anything is possible, you know.
Lizard people.
Dude, that'd be a cool movie though. It's like that would be a good Nick Cage, like third they go down there and there's the guard and he's like, we gotta get past this guard, we gotta see what's inside.
His M16 uses cat's eye bullets. It's a worthless like, metal, but they are homing bullets when they're put inside an M16, the holy weapon.
When the M16 gets blessed, they become a holy cat.
I've been working on an M17.
No, that would be his sidekick. He'd be like, luckily, I've been working on M17. And he's like,
the guy from Alias. Yes.
Well, that's all I brought for today. So that was
all right. Let me bring up
you.
My thing. So I got some stuff. Back
that went way
day.
Longer than I expected it to. So.
Yeah, no, me so, too.
Back like 10 years ago. All right. I don't even know if you guys have talked about this, because I'm not going to lie. I haven't listened to like anything. So
a true fan hanging out. At least freaking Dodger listened to a few episodes.
I just go in winging it. So I don't know. Have you guys talked? Because you're like called Chilluminati. Have you talked about the Illuminati?
Not yet.
No, really? Like obviously in broad strokes on episodes where they're relevant, yeah, but never like a full episode on the Illuminati. And Illuminati, I feel like, will be a multi-part deep dive when we get to it.
Yeah, I did Bohemian Grove recently, which is like very similar to the Illuminati.
Oh, but, yeah. Because like years ago, like I'm talking like 10, 11 years ago, I got really into
learn
like
that 10 years ago, you were offered a membership to the Illuminati.
And I turned it down and said, I will not. No, it was I got really into the Illuminati conspiracy theory. So I like really looked into it, and I was just curious about your opinions on it. Because to me, I don't think it's like crazy. Like, I think it can be crazy. Like, they're doing crazy shit. But to me, it's like a bunch of powerful people getting together to have more power.
That I fully believe. If it exists, it's that. It's like people with immense amount, the real people with real wealth, the billionaires' names who you don't know, who hide in the backgrounds, who are just rich and influence politics via money. That would be who comes together in a meeting of an Illuminati.
That's the thing. We already know rich people hang out together from all over the world in like private things.
They get secret societies and shit.
Yeah.
The Skull and Bones and Freemasons and everything.
Yeah. We know those things are real, right? We know that like backdoor deals are made all the time. You know, we have evidence of specific ones. Even the one that we were talking about, Bohemian Grove, right? They can directly trace the development of the atomic bomb to the Bohemian Grove. Like the scientists and the people that needed to pay for it met there and like figured it out. You know what I mean? Like, so maybe like, I mean, I don't know exactly what the unifying theory of Illuminati is, but like the idea that above that Bohemian Grove where the presidents go and world leaders from all over the world go, that maybe even higher than that, there's like an even richer one that makes even bigger decisions. Not that crazy.
That's what I was thinking. That's I was like, yeah, I don't think it's that crazy. What does Jesse think? Does he think it's crazy?
I don't have any opinion. I'm trying to get in.
You want into the Illuminati.
Yeah, I want to be Illuminati. Dude,
we could turn the Chilluminati into Illuminati propaganda for the right
one. Yeah, I mean, look, I already said I believe in aliens for $10,000. So, like, sign me up. I'm in.
Speaking of money, did you ever see the, like, thing where you fold the bills and they look like the tower's burning or whatever?
The Twin Tower?
Yes, I have seen that. Yeah.
That shit's crazy. Sounds like, they made this up. But then I looked and I did it. I was like, oh, my God, it is.
It is.
All right.
It's real.
All right. So... besides that nonsense, what are you trying to tell us about the Illuminati? No, we're not getting off track. What were you going to say about the Illuminati?
That's what I was saying.
It's real.
Yeah.
It's got to have like some sort of realism behind it.
Oh, you're asking us if we think it's real.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
I think we,
I don't know.
We know the Illuminati by another name. That's what I think. I think that it could be. The Bohemian Grove is a good example of a possible group that's the Illuminati. You know, some people say the Masons have some connection to the Illuminati, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Even like Scientology operates on a very scary level at a lot of, you know, in a lot of ways, you know, a lot of rich people involved and lots of money going around that is in.
It all goes back to money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think the Illuminati is not so much a conspiracy theory as it is like a scary way of looking at something that's true.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's definitely something out there that, if not called the Illuminati, operates similarly to how we would imagine Illuminati operating.
I mean, even
why
look at
don't
like
they
all the,
call me?
Look at all the like.
What are you going to do, Jesse? What is your pitch to the Illuminati? What is your sales pitch to induct you into the Illuminati?
I won't say nothing.
You want to be like the little finger of the Illuminati? You want to be like,
no, I don't want to like, I don't want to get in, like, I don't want to be involved in your weird murders or like any of that shit. Like, but call me for an orgy. Let you me know if you're going to have like a get together where you're all like hanging out and you're all
just
like
join
plotting.
The fucking Raelians, dude. Just call them. Just join the Raelians. That's what they do.
I have to believe in something there.
Those aliens look like Prince. Come on. That's hot as hell.
No. All I'm saying is I'd be fine being part of the, I wouldn't say nothing. I would, you know, do whatever they told me. If it meant I had to kill Krendor, you know, it's a thing I have to do for the Illuminati, right?
Illuminati. I'll fight him back. Don't worry.
Oh, no. Illuminati.
Whoever lives gets the host seat.
Yeah, if we join together, Illuminati, the two of us join together, think about what we could accomplish.
What if one of us already is in the Illuminati?
I know not true. You guys, you'd be too cool to hang out with us. I'd be like, I got too much to do.
That seems really similar to my actual schedule, though. Like, I'm very hard to pin down.
I don't think Chilluminati. I don't think Illuminati. Chilluminati does. Illuminati. I don't think they allow for walks on the beach to take Pokemon Snap photos.
Look, here's the thing. That's chill as hell. But okay,
that's why Chilluminati would allow it, but not
that's
Illuminati.
That's what I'm saying. We should start a actual Chilluminati. We should get backing from some sort of wealthy financier. We should have houses all over the world where chill ass people can come and do chill ass things. And we run the world in a way where we just turn the temperature down a little bit. You know
can
what I mean?
Can I ask a question? I'm going to put this out there. Does anyone want to buy our brand for their pot shop, for their smoke shop?
You mean like you want to license the Chilluminati as like a
Chilluminati
as like a
brand? Think about it. In every state in America,
I do a lot of work for like venture capitalists funding weed companies at freelance already. I could probably
let
make this happen.
What if that was the case, and you were like, "Welcome Chilluminati," right? Think about it, and it'd be like a it'd be like a chill coffee shop. It wouldn't.
Dude,
it'd
just
be like a chill
me of
vibe.
That guy who was a financier who offered to run our own convention that we met that one time, Alex, at the restaurant.
Oh my
god, mall.
Dude! Have I told that story before?
No, not on the show.
Dude, I wish I could remember who it was. I have it written in my phone somewhere. This guy approached me in a mall, and I told him that I was like,
"See, Kincaid was his name."
Dude, it was like some. He was like, "I'm a race. I'm like a. I'm like a. I own like this big company, and I'm like, I own like several racing teams, and I'm doing like an esports thing, and I want to get you guys involved at the highest level. Give me a call. Let's see what's up. And I looked him up, and he had like a book that he'd written and like not yep. much else, but like there was a picture of him in a race car, and he was there with like his kid and like his kid's friend. Like it was crazy. Like
it was a wild interaction that we had.
You know how it is. People just crazy people come talk to me all the time. I don't know what what it is. I don't know why I'm that guy.
Coming into PF Chang's. We had right. lunch. It was
at a PF Chang's in Indianapolis. Like what?
Yes. This man in the mall pulled us over and he's like, "All right, what are you guys
talking about?" Like
for
30 minutes. It was
yeah, it was
crazy.
Pitching how he was going to do his own convention and getting Alex involved in like the ground level.
I was like, you would attract crazy people though.
Do I?
I think so. Yeah.
I just have the vibe. I guess
you have the vibe.
I guess I kind of do.
You don't look crazy, but you just got the vibe of like you could listen to crazy people. And I think it's true because you seem to enjoy listening.
I'm pretty good at it. Yeah. It's also the problem is it also makes like drunk people come talk to me at bars, which is like not tight. Like or like all of a sudden I'll look to my yeah. right and like a drunk guy will be sitting at my table in a restaurant, which I, you know, I'm not that into. But, you know,
that's fair.
If you got lots of money and big ideas, I'm your guy. Come talk to me. I'll make your dreams come true.
Go talk to Alex.
My thing is, I just don't trust anyone, so I never talk to anybody. Like, I remember at the mall one time, it was like Christmas time. There was this tall guy and a short guy, and he was like, he like looked at me. He's like, "Are you spiritual?" And I was like, "No, thanks." Just kept walking. I was like, instantaneous. I'm like, this guy's trying to like abduct someone. No doubt.
I bought weed off of a homeless guy on a bridge in Portland in the rain, and it had lint in it.
What the shit?
It had lint in it.
Yeah. You told us the story at like a dinner one yeah. point. I think you smoked it.
You wouldn't get lint. I kept it for like months because I didn't want to smoke it, and then I finally smoked it, and it was terrible.
You wouldn't get lint if you went to a Chiluminati brand.
That's true. Do it. Yeah. Let's do it. Chiluminati branded stores, weed, whatever you can do.
Yeah, I'm putting out the call. Out. Look, I'm very literate in this world. If you guys need, if you want, if I know how to do this. I can make this happen.
Well, that's it for us here on this episode. We got to go to a chill mini. And before I get emails,
thanks for listening, everybody. Actually. We'll see you all later. Bye. Listening.
Yeah, I don't think.
It's over.
His headphones are off. He's gone.
That's fine. He's still recording. Listen, I don't actually think they're Egyptian colony. Don't send me emails. I got entirely angry emails.
Send them to me. Fasianiea@gmail.com. Please. I want to hear. I want to hear from you. Please let me know. Man, I'm ready to believe emails. You.
I mean, I'm right. If you got evidence, I'm down. You got pictures of something, like I'm into it. If you say you visited it, tell me your story.
Yeah.
Oh god, don't say that. Someone's gonna like send you a picture of like their house and they're like, "This is in the Grand Canyon."
Oh my god. Picture my own house.
Oh god, that'd be the worst.
Jesus.
All right. We gotta go knock out Chiluminati. Thank you so much, Crandor, for joining us. I hope you enjoyed the story.
Yeah, I had a good time. Anytime I can just hear some crazy shit. Sounds good to me.
You'd love. I think you should awesome. Come on the show again. I'll put an episode together for you. Is there anything you want to pimp out to people? You know, the type of people that listen to our show. You think maybe some of you.
I mean, if anything, just listen to Cox and Crandor.
There you go.
You already listen to Jesse all the time. Listen to our show. We don't talk about conspiracies, but we just ramble about dumb shit.
There you go.
Yeah, but
you
guys go through like Florida Man, anyway.
Florida Man articles and stuff. It's a wild time over at Cox and Crendor. So go check that out. It's a great show.
Yeah,
it's been going on for, like you said, 8 years.
We're almost episode 300. It's a parody of a morning show. So we just ramble a bit and then we do like traffic, weather, sports, and then our big news story. So we just kind of make fun of it. But now it's just what we do.
Hell yeah.
Well, thank you very much, man. I'd love to have you on again, too. We get always plenty of like insane shit to cover. But if you guys want more Crendor, don't worry. He'll be in the chill mini as well. So we'll be over there. Yeah. Thanks so much.
Oh, yeah, for listening. I'll plug it. YouTube.com/Cox and Crendor podcast. All one word.
There you go. Patreon.com/Chiluminati pod. Give it a shot. Look it up. See what's good. Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Whoop.
Anyway, me and my wife were sitting outside indulging on our porch one night, enjoying ourselves. I needed to go to the bathroom, so I stepped back inside, and after a few moments, I hear my wife go, "Holy shit, get out of here." So I quickly dash back outside, and she's looking up at the sky in awe. I look up too, and there's a perfect line of dozen lights traveling across the sky.